What's going on, Next 90 Nation? Welcome to another episode of the Next 90 with Nick. I am your host, Nick, and this is the Next 90, where in 90 days you can reprogram and change everything about your life. Not the things that you like about your life, but the things that you desire, you want, but you have to be willing to change. That's what this podcast is all about. It's about breaking your life down into micro-sized bites and winning day after day after day for 90 days at a time. And when you do that, you will see how much you can truly accomplish inside of that time frame. So this podcast was unplanned. And actually, truth be told, most of them are unplanned. They're just a byproduct of my life and the life that I live. And I just share my experiences, my insights, my know-how. I share my pain, my failures, and my successes, so that you might have permission to do the same. But to the point, this podcast was unplanned. I'm in the car right now, and I don't often listen to the radio, but I decided to flip on the old radio, the old FM station. And oh my God, like it started off with a news update. And the news never reports anything good, do they? They never talk about like some win somebody had or some miracle that happened. It's always doom and gloom. Why? Because that's the kind of stuff that sells. And then right after it was propaganda, political propaganda, and literally like opposing like viewpoints. Like there was one against Governor Newsom and there was one for Governor Newsom. Literally like news, propaganda, for, propaganda, against. And I'm just like, what the hell? First of all, that just shows you the capitalistic nature of these radio stations, where they would run sort of opposing views. And maybe the argument could be made that, hey, they're just trying to be bipartisan. I don't think so. I think they're just trying to be capitalistic and capitalize on, you know, the dollars that people are willing to spend to spread their message and spread their propaganda. Now, I'm not going to turn this into a political debate. I'm not going to turn this into where I stand on either side of the issue, because at the end of the day, it doesn't freaking matter. You guys should be making up your own mind as to where you stand and then take a stand for what it is that you stand for. But I was thinking, like, why do we even, you know, listen to this shit? Like, when we're listening to prepaid programming, we are actually programming our mind at a subconscious level. What if we just filled our mind with the things that actually served us and helped us to move forward? That could be podcasts, that could be audiobooks, that could be YouTube videos, that could be, you know, listening to a Sunday sermon. I don't know, and I can't tell you what that is for you, but only you and you alone can decide. I immediately flipped off the radio and I opened up this voice recorder to leave this podcast. Now, what do I know? Well, if you're listening to this podcast right now, you're not listening to any of that BS. So good for you. But I also want to challenge you to think about, what else are you programming into your mind, programming into your life? Because the brain is an interesting thing. It's the most complex computer system on planet Earth. And it's a closed loop computer system. What does that mean? Well, it means whatever we put into it, it has to seek and find validation for that very thing. So if you're programming doom and gloom and negativity in your life, then your brain will only seek out those type of thoughts. And therefore, that's all you will see. And therefore, that's all you will get. There's a thing called brain elasticity. You can look it up. I'm not making this shit up. It's stuff that I study, where you can actually retrain and reprogram your brain. And you guys have heard me say before, you know, it's like the FedEx logo. I don't know if you guys know this, but there's an arrow in the FedEx logo between the, I think it's between the Fed. No, it's between the E and the X. On the X part, the F-E-D-E-X, it's in between the E and the X, and it makes an arrow, and it's supposed to subliminally, like, say, we're shipping, we're going this way. A lot of people don't see this. Go ahead and Google it whenever you get a chance. you will never be able to unsee that FedEx logo. Why? Because I just programmed that into your brain. So that is a very, very small yet powerful point about the point that I'm trying to make, is that when you actually program your brain with something, whatever it is, positive and or negative, your brain will start to seek out in your material world those very thoughts and emotions that you program it with. So how do we combat this? Well, we get to decide what we put in our mind. We get to decide the things that we think. We get to decide the conversations we engage in. We get to decide like the stuff that we consume. So ultimately, we are not powerless. On the contrary, we are extremely powerful. But we give our power away to the powers that be, and unfortunately, empower them even more. You know, back when years ago, when Trump was running for president, you know, "Make America Great Again" was his slogan, and I went on a rant and I was like, "Hey, why don't you just make you again, or make you great again? If everybody in the United States certainly, and planet Earth nonetheless, said, I'm gonna make me great, we wouldn't have to worry about America being great again, because we would have a planet filled with great human beings that operated from the law of abundance, that operated from the law of attraction by way of positive thinking, and then actually took actions in and around those thoughts and changed their entire paradigm. So I want to honor you guys that have been my faithful listeners that show up and consume this content. And I want to challenge those of you that are new, not just to listen to my content, but create a container of content around your life that serves you at the deepest of levels, where you every single day can rise up and rise out of whatever situation you're in and create something ultimately positive and create a better place for all of us to live. I mean, I heard Napoleon Hill a long time ago say that the radio is chewing gum for the ears. Nothing productive happens by listening to the radio. He said, I love being around people that listen to the radio, because I leave the room and I go read, and therefore I get a distinct advantage over them. And I'm not saying music is bad, because music, as we all know, is very healing for the soul. But it's all the stuff that comes between that. It's all the propaganda and the negativity that happens on the news and happens on social media and happens on the radio. And it's like, oh my gosh, like, no wonder we live in such dark times. No wonder we live in such dark places in the corners of our minds and our hearts, because the stuff is just innately ingrained in us at a subconscious level. So I just wanted to bring some awareness to you guys and let you know that you have way more power than you think. You have way more authority over your life than you might have previously imagined. But it is up to you and only you. You can be a victim of your circumstances, the environment you live in, or you can simply choose to rise and be a victor. I choose to rise every single day. And the thing is that I don't wake up going, holy crap, it's a great day today. I'm so thankful for all the struggles and the situations that I'm enduring right now. Like, on the contrary, again, I go, oh my God, are you kidding me? But because I have the awareness, I go, you know what? I can change this. I can make today that started off negative, I can turn it into a positive. And the way I do that is through action, through my own actions, through my own thoughts, through the things that I consume. If you guys go into YouTube, this is a little tip right now. You can do it right now when you're done with this podcast. Go into YouTube and type in the search bar, motivational speech. And there's these amazing, amazing compilations from like Eric Thomas, Denzel Washington, Will Smith. It goes on and on. Elon Musk. I mean, all these great human beings that have done some formative things in their life. And it's just crazy compilation with music. And I'm telling you, it's almost impossible to feel down, to feel out. When you listen to that stuff, why? Because you're shifting your thinking. And when you shift your thinking, you start seeing things differently. When you see things differently, you understand that you have a lot of options. And when you have a lot of options, it's impossible to feel stuck, helpless, or a victim. So watch what you put in your mind, because what you put in your mind will materialize in the physical world. So I want to thank you for allowing me to put this in your mind. And I want to challenge you to, if you want to change your mind, if you want to change your circumstances, we must change the things we consume. All right, y'all. I hope you have a great day. And I hope that you have a positive way of thinking and therefore have positive results. Welcome to the next 90, y'all. I'm out.